last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast, previously on Tavern Tales. We continue in the Sunless Citadel, reclaiming Pachelbel's Ocarina, and facing an arrow repeater connected to a pressure plate. Drayton, then Sidor, fall, and are spared by Yashiria as they all stumble into the next room.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So
at this point, you may take a short rest.
Yep.
But before that, you are in the doorway, the entranceway of this long corridor. I'll give it a read for you here. Dust fills this hall like a layer of gray snow. In the rounded northern end of the chamber stands a 10-foot tall sculpture of a coiled dragon carved from red-veined white marble.
Ooh.
There is even a picture.
What?
Yeah, so it is this beautiful statue. It is 10 foot tall. Try not to read my notes. Just have a look at the lovely picture.
Oh, cool.
There. This cool dragon statue. But nobody
don't
goes anywhere near it, I'm going to assume, as you commence with your 45 minute
a
or so long short
I can
rest.
Tell nobody lives here
we
because
rest
everything
on
is deadly.
The side of the room just in case there's more
yeah,
pressure.
Right points. Next to the door, going yes. as few feet steps in as you possibly
can. We make a shack rest. In the door, out of the door.
An hour long rest has just transpired. What do you want to tell me that you did during the hour-long rest?
I'm gonna roll my hit die to return some of my hit points.
Did we get any D10? Spells back?
No, we do not. Warlock gets spells back.
Fuck.
No one else.
Okay.
Woo!
Shoot.
Okay. I play Can with the glass orb
con,
arena
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
try to learn
I'm only
how
10
to play
dude.
A tune.
Perfect. One moment. Hit points recovered?
Some.
Don't
five.
Forget, you add your constitution modifier to that as well.
We
yeah,
did.
So you guys are learning.
You're teaching a great teacher.
So. What's Oriana doing for her short rest?
During the short rest, I meditated to try and center my sorcerer magic so that I don't keep fucking up.
Perfect. Did you file that nail down? Or?
Nope, because that would have created an uneven emotion. And
also,
I didn't want to unbalance myself.
Once
I
rest,
meditating.
Also we don't give slaves files.
I make a box for my good brother Torin to carry.
Perfect.
The glass orb in.
Yeah, can you make that? Can you make that check?
I was just about to ask.
You can. You may use dexterity or
strength,
wisdom.
They're the same.
Brute force the box together.
You spit.
I guess I'll try and pick up some hit points.
Ooh,
you're
nice. Shit. 21.
Oh, beauty. Okay, so you also get your add your proficiency bonus.
Oh,
because you
yeah.
are proficient with a carpenter.
23
tools. So 23, you build this beautiful box. You don't have time to stain it.
There's
and
no lacquer.
You feel really sad that there is no natural stain anywhere. You're trying to figure out dust.
I
no,
make like
I'll
a li- I make like
it.
A little clasp. like
the blood back on the pressure plate could be used.
Like,
please
no.
don't spit into the microphone. So, got a beautiful box. The lid fits perfectly and stays there. I don't have any hinges or anything like that, but you've constructed the perfect box to hold this ocarina.
I pull like a leather thong or a little piece of leather, little piece of leather
yeah.
to
Take
like
off
tie
your leather
it.
Thong.
Yes,
your dance
my,
belt.
My
is
mom
it
crazy.
It's
just. I have to have the right profile, so I have the right pack.
Yes. No, I mean, you gotta rein in that baloney pony, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah, exactly.
Gotta,
what?
Yeah.
Great, I've never
heard that.
Yeah.
Just like you never heard
beef curtains.
That's true.
Really good.
Has anyone eaten an Arby's sandwich since that day?
No.
No. But I mean, like, just could be
beef and cheese sandwich.
We heard the like best. We heard the best analogy for a mustache. And oh, yeah. I just want to like throw it out there for crit juice, which is a womb broom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I roll my hit die now?
Yeah, absolutely. Roll your hit die. How many hit points are you down?
Can you shave your face, please?
You want a womb broom?
You don't want a womb broom?
I get, you get 10 HP back, so I'm at 50.
Clean up the dust.
Oh, sorry. I get 7 back.
Yeah, yeah. 5 plus 2. There you go.
Boom, perfect. Boom.
So we got hit points back there. We're
the
settled back down from the Giggle Fest because Torin wants to play with his new instrument.
I'm going to present the box and be like, Torin, I hope this works.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll happen as soon as Torin's had a time to finger his instrument.
It's always like that.
So yeah, there's a mouthpiece. It's like all ready, you know. So you basically, as you spend a short rest, you become attuned to this magical artifact. It is a magical ocarina, and upon your command, can one time a day cast the fear spell.
What?
In so doing, it will play canon in D. The fear spell will cause anyone
it
who
only
can
affects males.
Anyone
afraid of marriage.
Anyone who hears it. That's the key. In of D.
Canon in brings all the girls to me.
Yeah, no, it causes all the people
it's
to.
It's not a milkshake.
Yeah, it brings it sends all the boys from the yard. Damn right,
it's better than.
However, it is extremely fragile, so there will be tests and checks as you go along. The box will help you a bit, but even the box is not sufficient.
The box has been used before.
So, anytime you take it out of the box to use it, you'll have to roll percentile dice to using it. The percentile chances of it remaining intact will decrease over time. Every time you pull it out, the percentile is higher than it's going to break. It's really crazy about my sexual illusions, right?
It works because you like stone-faced it the whole time.
Please take this box, Torin.
Torin, Drayden is trying to give you his box. For you to put your instrument in it.
With arms wide open.
I've made you this. What brother, I know you haven't been around as much, but I made you this box. I hope that it keeps your instrument safe.
I do like this box, as I have a weakness for exotic beauty.
Do you like boxes, or are you more of a flute shaft type?
Both.
Let's just say he likes to put his instrument in a well-crafted box.
Yeah. Does it matter what the shape is?
I don't mind putting anything in my mouth.
No, exactly. And if it happens, if that box happens to have a pair of lovely beef curtains protecting it, then he is even happier.
I put the overall in the beef curtains.
In the rat sack. All right, so.
Oh, did you use the rat sack?
Did you put the rat sack in there too, or did you eat
I
that during the trip?
I used the cushions in the corner.
Oh, I love that. That's gorgeous. That's pretty color. All right, you have a story mode. Yeah, who hasn't earned a gem or die yet?
I got one.
Yashiri's got one.
Just you.
It's the dark.
I've been trying. I didn't. I gave you one when you were like.
Oh yeah.
You spent it.
No, you spent it.
You
didn't give me one when I did chill.
No, he gives them to you.
Did I not give you one when you said chill? Here you go.
Oh, so. Thanks.
Woohoo!
Good job, Mario.
Let's go.
The princess is in another castle. So, you all have now finished your short rest and huddled up against the door. What would you like to do?
Who's good at looking at things that maybe could kill us?
Torn. But also good at dying.
Oh, I'm actually good. I have pretty good perception. I guess I'm good at looking at things.
See, but on the other hand, I'm always really interested in the way things work, and I think I could figure this one out.
Do you have investigation?
Nope.
I asked earlier. None of us have investigation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Okay.
But I like to try and figure it out.
But what would be great is that, and I do like to abort this over time, when your characters finish this dungeon, you actually will probably all be proficient, if you all live, in investigation, for you will have spspent enough time
trying
doing
to
that task out. That you'll eventually have earned that ability to be proficient
right.
in investigation.
Cool.
You're also only level one, so it's tough. So, what are you guys doing? Huddling by the door.
I think we should move around the outskirts of the room.
Sure.
Just in case the same traps lie ahead.
Okay.
I tell...
Away from the dragon pedestal, the dragon statue, or towards it?
China.
Perhaps move slowly, but cautiously.
Towards
it.
Shirking.
Are you sure you should go first, squishy brother?
I can go.
Actually, I guess you're AC's.
I want to protect my friend, my brother. My friend brother, who I just made a box for.
What are you rolling?
A perception.
Oh, sure, okay. What'd you get?
19.
Wow, there is a dragon statue. In
cool.
I think it's like dust.
It's safe to say dust lies over everything in thick, thick quantity. There's nothing else in this room. To the south, it's a square 90 degree corners at the end of the room, and it goes up towards a curved northern end. And right in the middle of that curved thing is this 10-foot tall statue of this dragon.
I'm going to walk up to the statue and look up at its majestic beauty and say... Who crafted you, good fellow?
While you're doing that, I go in the corner, and in the dirt, in both Orcish and Common, I write, Sidork was here. In the dust.
Nice.
Always taking my moment.
Absolutely.
Sorry. But I don't mind.
So.
Good friend who crafted you with just a twinkle in my eye.
Just a tiny twink.
The dragon's mouth opens. Sidork's hand goes, and he totally screws up the rune he was saying.
It says Sidub.
Sidur.
Darn.
Sidork. Why is that was going to be my insult to my name? And I'm like, wait, that is my name.
Sidur.
My name is
So, this stone dragon's maw opens and words pour out, and the dragon's mouth forms these words as it says,
We come at night without being fetched. We disappear by day without being stolen. What are we?
I turn and I mouth to all of you, and I say, with my mouth, just without saying words. Riddle? We probably can't answer.
We come out.
Shit,
we come
what is
at
it?
Night without being fetched. We leave in the day. Stars.
So yeah. You walk.
Something like that.
What do you do? What is Sidork doing?
I slowly walk back over to the statue.
And you get within 5 feet of it, and the mouth opens, and it says,
oh, good.
We come at night without being fetched. Mm-hmm. We disappear by day without being stolen. What? Are we?
Yeah, I'd say stars.
I point to Torin to say it because he's awesome and came up with it.
My insight.
Super insightful.
Oh yeah, totally. The way of the sun soul monk.
Yeah.
It's all about night.
Well, it's like the absence of the sun. He also needs to study.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So what do you do?
If you will. I call out to the dragon, stars. I believe stars are the answer.
And as you start to say all of the other words, you get the first word out, and a rumble shakes the room, and the dust stirs, and a door that is to your left as you're facing the dragon, it cracks and opens in the western wall. It just slowly goes... and slides away.
Thank you.
Revealing yet another room.
Thank you, ancient friend.
We come at
and it does the whole riddle again.
You've done your job, and I pat its claw. Night.
Yeah, it just keeps. Yeah, yeah.
I walk away.
All right. It finishes. You leave a 5-foot area around the dragon, and the riddle finishes and does not repeat.
Oh, it would have been funnier if it said turn tape over.
Side B.
And it just says it all in reverse.
No, it's an 8-track. It's on the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is centuries
old. We come at night.
Yep, yeah. So, yeah.
That was my best impression.
Again, you have your torches and your continual light flame on your person's casting light. There is no light elsewhere. There's no light being cast from the new room that you've opened up.
I believe those with the highest armor class should...
Ysheria!
Lead the way, and I shall follow in between.
Don't call me a hoe.
It's what the boys in high school used to call you.
So, somebody peeks through, waves the torch in, and illuminates dust, cloaking the contents of a 20-foot-wide hall. 6 alcoves line the walls, 3 to the north, 3 to the south. Each alcove, except this southwest one, holds a humanoid figure, which you initially believe like a living person, but it is carved as well of the same red-veined white marble that carved that dragon. The figures resemble tall elves in plate armor. A stone archway at the west end of the hall opens into a wide room from which a greenish light glows. But a dark pit is situated before the archway into that room.
Hmm. Could you potentially check, Oriana, if this is some sort of magic? I'm not quite sure. It could be just an unusual green flame, but I would like to make sure.
Can I reach that far to see if it is magic, or are we too far away?
It's too far away. It's 40 feet away.
So we'd have to get closer.
Yeah.
And is the pit big enough to jump over, or no?
The pit is 10 feet across.
I would like to move within 5 feet of those statues and see if any resounding voice or...
Wake up.
No, it doesn't. No, no, nothing happens.
Start singing the mermaid
okay,
song.
So,
hold it underwater.
We cannot speak up.
So, what's your passive? What is your passive perception, gang? What's everybody's passive?
12.
14.
Ooh. 14. Is that 15. This 14. One? Passive wisdom
yes. 14?
12.
Okay. So, Torin. As you approach one of the figures, something flutters out of the corner of your eye. You didn't quite catch what it was, but there is something moving in the darkness of this room.
I use my acrobatics. And...
you catch the moth, I guess, with your chopsticks? No. You make use of your... It just flits just out of your field of view. You know there's something in this room, but it eludes you after it. It definitely seems to be intelligent because it noticed you noticing it and then made a more concerted effort to hide and was successful in doing so. So you can attempt to make an active perception check. You can call out to your comrades. You feel like you're the only one who has noticed this thing as you approach the red-veined white marble statue.
I'll keep it to myself because I don't think it's like a threat.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would like to try to find where it hid itself using perception.
Sure.
Ooh.
20.
You think there's a small figure that seems to be trying to hide behind a pillar. What's everybody else doing?
Tor, are you all right?
I think so. Give me a second, brother.
All right.
I see something
I approach
strange.
Behind.
You approach from behind? Okay. And what is everybody else doing?
I like from behind.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So you said it's just our torches that is the light right now?
Yep, torches and so, one or two of you have continual flame stones or something like that. So, yeah.
Could I technically make mine bigger so I can actually see more?
You can use, what is it, thaumaturgy?
Yeah.
To make the torch flame brighter?
It,
yes,
yeah.
You may, of course, absolutely.
And then that way I can see more than
make
just...
Make a perception check with advantage after having made the flames brighter.
Yep. Is that both?
Yep, that's two of them. And you'll take the higher one.
14.
Plus your
perception check.
So
it's a wisdom check, and then if you have perception darkened in the circle, then you get that. So it's a 16 total.
16.
And for you also now see a small figure hiding behind one of the statues.
What are the statues of? Just
they're elves in plate mail, and they're made out of red-veined white marble statue.
I'm going to go up and touch the elf and say, Guardian, tell me your secret.
Okay. Yeah, the elf does not move.
Shit,
I
thought that would work this time. I'm sorry, guys.
I just try that every time.
Now that I have seen something,
yeah.
I am not like Torin, and I yell out, "What the hell was that?" Because I don't like stuff that moves in the dark.
All right. Yep.
And I alert everybody to something.
What is Yashiri doing?
Creep around in the dark doesn't mean I like what's in the dark.
Move over to Torin.
And what is Sidork doing?
I start to peer over into the darkness to where Oriana alerted me to.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, as soon as the entire party is realizes that this creature is fluttering around, this thing makes its presence known. It's a flying, it flies somehow, reptilian creature that is very tiny. He's pixie sized. He's maybe like less than a foot tall. He has like these long horns coming off the top of his head. He is a greenish, yellow-bellied, green, scaly creature with digitigrade legs.
And has wings to fly?
There are no wings, but he is flying. Okay?
I want him as a pet.
Yeah.
And typical slave.
It says, as you speak. And it flutters back into the air in full view of everyone. Yeah. And it says, the Pathmaker! To whom do you owe your allegiance?
Dominic.
Lies! It says, I heard rumors of you
all
in
true.
The abyss. Perhaps, will you? And it flutters close to you and within attacking range. It looks you up and down and says, will you be the one to find the lady's cave?
A lady? I like ladies.
The lady's cave.
Many? I go in their caves one time.
What? Why are you all laughing? You've seen her face, have you not?
Yeah. When I died.
You have a girlfriend? Why didn't you tell me?
She's my mom. Not my girlfriend.
I thought you didn't know your mom.
In my dreams, I do.
We should talk about it this later.
What is your name?
Pathmaker.
Sidork. That is a powerful orcish name, is it not?
Yeah.
Sid of the red hair. Yes.
Fine.
Do not cross the gap.
Sorry.
Do not enter the father chamber.
Don't go in the green.
Don't go towards the light.
Oh. Okay. We shouldn't go through the light, guys.
Who are you, small creature?
Yes, friend.
Jot. My name is Jot.
Jot.
Where
do you hang
out? Not Jot. Jot. But you kept saying jaw, so I added. I was have to say. It flutters around in a little semicircle, like a little tornado. No. What? It calms right down. What?
Pathmaker. Where you hail from, Jot?
What? What? Do you not know this, infernal speaker?
No.
I come from the nether plains, where flames and fire.
Wait.
Are the ground itself. Why? What?
I'm just curious. Do you speak infernal?
Do you speak infernal?
Yes.
Well, good for you.
Jesus,
I speak common.
Oh my god, this guy's
no, my name
prick.
Is John.
Can you just squish him?
John. What?
He hears, he catches the, can we just squish him? And he flies over to Sidork and like tries to hide in Sidork's
long dreads.
Long red dreads.
Aww.
It says, protect. What? That stinks! It pulls itself out of your dreadlocks.
It's hard to shower at the circus. Elephants take precedent.
Tell me more. And then just hovers around your back trying to keep away from the
Sidork,
the
I told
infernal
you to
tifa.
Have a bath like a week ago.
Is that not when you just spit on your feet?
We've talked about this.
So it is.
No. You need... I gave you the soap and led
I
you...
I hate it.
Again? I spent good money on that soap.
Oh, it tasted good.
Well, I want you to...
At least it
eat
is
more.
Spit clean.
I did.
We will be talking about this later, but you cannot attract the cave ladies, the lady caves? I don't know what it is
no,
that you're
I
looking
go
for.
No, I go in the lady caves.
Okay, you can't...
With my snake.
Oh, a snake?
They won't let you go in their lady caves.
Where did you get the snake from?
Unless you...
Everyone has
shower one. Or bathe. Even if you bathe with the elephants, I believe that it would be a better
smell.
Is it smell.
You're familiar?
I'm very familiar with it.
I feel like you're talking about something that is not actually a snake.
That is enough.
But what's your lady's name?
John. No, not my lady. Your lady.
What Lothic? Lady? Mom?
Is it not? What?
Lothic?
Yes.
Might not be a name you've heard.
Yeah, no, I don't believe I have heard this name before.
You're just saying it out of nowhere.
I said
it. You said it. So and I copied
and
you.
There you go. Okay. Just, yeah. I'm assuming
that. All right, cool. So,
Lothic? Lothic.
So conversation has been happening with this little closet fluttering around. What is everybody doing whilst all that is happening?
I'm crossing my arms and looking at the door, very concerned.
Very clear you're part of that conversation. But was Oriana, have you dismissed the idea of this closet and the conversations happening? Are you doing anything else? Or are you still focused?
No, I am completely eyeing this little tiny thing.
Yeah.
Showing him that I will squish him.
Mm-hmm.
You might be related, though.
No, you're totally asserting your slave dominance. Yes, it's very clearly done. Good. He is avoiding the shit out.
I've had that little taste of freedom, speaking out against Torin, and now I'm just rebelling.
Yeah, no, it's the floodgates
really
have opened.
Even any freedom, because Torin even wasn't like around for most of her servitude. So it's like, wow, you picked the safest one.
Shut up, it's a dork.
No, this isn't in character, so let's back that one up. No, you should have been like,
I'll squish you too.
Sit dumb.
Sit bitch.
Sit dick.
All right. What is Yashiria doing?
I am watching this all unfold. Right.
And Torin, are you, you engaged or are you involved
with
something else?
I've kind of slightly lost interest in the flying squeaky thing.
Yeah.
And so I have kind of moved over and I'm kind of investigating the hole in front of the door.
Indeed.
The pit.
10 feet down is a series of horrendously sharp spikes. Ugh. So if somebody were to fall into that, it would mean for essentially your character's imminent death to fall into there. Very, very dangerous. So Jot and Sidork have a bit of a conversation. Jot definitely kowtows and tries to avoid eye contact with Oriana. Doesn't seem to recognize that you exist at all. Likes debating with Drayden whenever Drayden opens his mouth.
Okay.
But the finale of this like little bit of 3-minute conversation or so is Jot says,
"May I come with you, Master Warlock? I can be of use. I would like to be there for you, if you discover the lady's cave."
Ooh. I've always been interested in caves, I remember.
You mustn't turn on us, Jot.
On my brother's behalf, I would like you to make him swear some sort of oath to you.
Yes. You mustn't turn on us, Jot. You must always protect your master. You're Sidork.
Your masters are... Well, I will make whatever pledge you wish to make, but you must not go forward into the green room.
What awaits us in the green room? You seem to fear it so much. Tell us of it.
No, I'm simply commanded that I cannot allow anyone to attempt to...
Who commanded you? I am your master now. Disobey them.
I am your master now.
Sorry.
How many masters do I have? I haven't made a pledge to you yet, so cease with you. I am already your master.
Hey, I like Jot.
Your character looks at him. He just moves away again.
Jot.
If you wish to come with my brother, you will make a pledge to protect him and to listen to his orders explicitly.
Can I intimidate him to tell us more?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can I try to intimidate him?
Because I also have it as, like, my colored in one.
You may definitely make your proficient intimidation. You've already so far succeeded, so I'll give you advantage on that. I'm just gonna make a roll for him just to see what it's gonna be for your difficulty check. Yeah, just make your two dice advantage check.
Ooh, 11 plus 4.
Plus your proficiency bonus.
Plus, so
17, I think.
Wait, what?
Intimidation is, she already has advantage. You can't give him more than that. So 17. You have 17, that is more than enough. He is cowed by you. He tells you,
when she was sealed into the tomb, I was charged with protecting the area that none may pass, lest any damage be wrought to me and then the oath would be broken. And for centuries I have laid here and hovered here, waiting for ones such as you who would release me from my oath.
I draw my dagger. I go towards Jot. I grab him and I just prick him with it.
He's not going to let you do that. I see that, but you're going to grab him and then present a dagger.
Yeah.
Your intimidating self with your dreadlocks. Please make an attack. So it's a grapple.
So 10.
Yeah, you're a 10. So yeah, you do not grab him. He dodges and ducks and dives and dips out of your way.
Jot, to be free of this curse, I just have to butt prick you, and you'll be harmed and then free from your oath.
Okay, make a persuasion
check. Or I could just squish you.
One. He's like, I won't fall for your lies!
Damn it, John.
Could I then persuade him to let us prick him? Because that is also proficient.
You have intimidated him to such huge effect that you would have disadvantage on any sort of persuadation checks trying to persuade
him. Can I intimidate him into
you? Yes, you can force him.
That's a great way to think about it.
Before she does that, I'm going to say, stop! He is obviously afraid, and if you wish to join my brother's service, we will treat you fairly.
Oh, so you're going to make a persuasion check?
Yes.
Because it's not fair. I mean, like, Oriana was just attempting to make her intimidation check to do so. So I will let Oriana to make her
Fine.
Intimidation
I
check
won't,
first.
I won't be good cop to her bad cop.
Yeah, you can, if it fails, you can still attempt to be Drayden cop.
Yeah, I'm always Drayden cop.
Always cop. Exactly. Just tries to,
So you roll your d20. This is another intimidation check. What are you saying to intimidate Jot?
Listen up, Squeaky. You're going to let me poke you with this little dagger, or I will squish you. And I'm not joking.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. And I will also give you a blue one.
Yay. Nice.
Because I felt inspired by that. And now roll your dice.
16.
That is totally sufficient, plus all of your other, so it's a 22 total. Character has absolutely kowtowed him. He quickly flutters over and lands in Sidork's waiting palm, holds out his arm, and
you prick him
sufficiently. He a dot of blood ebbs up from beneath his scales. Arcana checks from anybody who has Arcana as a proficient skill.
Plus four. Proficient.
What is this unholy pact?
Ooh. 12.
Yeah. And?
11.
So both of you see he changes in some capacity. Some sort of geas has been lifted from him with that wound he has taken. And he then says,
you broke the binding. My watch over the dragon priest is over.
How did you know that?
I'm smart.
He's evil.
Yeah, I don't trust
him. So, new master, what oath shall you have of me?
Keep my hair as red as can be until I die.
That's a shitty oath.
The worst thing I've ever.
He takes a moment, he looks at you, hops up, then takes flight without his wings, flies around, lifting up your dreadlocks, flies back, and says,
that is a very shitty oath. I refuse. I will not do that. What would you have of me?
You seriously asked for a hairdresser imp?
Quasit.
You said I stunk.
I just...
Help us, guide us through the Citadel. And once we are freed through it, you can do my hair then.
I know so little of the Citadel.
That's a lie, very clearly. He does definitely seem to know the Citadel. He's been in this room, trapped in this room. Like, there's no S. You can determine from your determinations, because you haven't really been paying attention. You've been doing your own thing, wandering around. We'll get to you in a moment. So everyone can tell he lied. He knows this Citadel very, very well. He knows what's going on, what it's all about. He's been here since it fell. He says, I
don't know much about this Citadel. So
do not lie to me, John.
I know it very well, but I don't really give a shit about taking you around it. No, listen here, sweet cheeks. The only...
My cheeks are
just
sweet.
Just turned into Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, but it's very clear. The voice that he was doing before has definitely changed. Yeah. The gaze is broken, and he's like,
I'm interested in what you got. I want to go where you go, and you're the something about you, kid. And I got a feeling if I'm around you, cool things are going to happen. I'm going to get to watch them. So you want me around or not, I'll make a pact with you. I'll make an oath, but it's got to be the right kind. You know, quid pro quo. Helps me, helps you. That sort of thing. Yeah.
Do you need some assistance?
Yeah.
All right. So I suspect, and perhaps those of us that are more intelligent than I am could help you, but perhaps something involving him serving you, protecting you.
Bullshit.
Guiding.
He'd probably know where most of the traps
offering
are.
Help. Generally not being an asshole any longer would also help. Because
I will step on him.
That's not fair. If this dude gets to be an asshole and I'm not allowed,
I think there's a little reciprocation that needs to go on.
Hey, because we'll keep it fair, John.
Mr. Chainsy. Mr. Chainsy.
John.
Yeah, whatever. Chainsy. I don't care. Protection.
Swear to protect me and guide me through all my choices. And I won't let anyone squish you. And I promise I'll shower more.
And you should also
let.
And you should add, if you die, he commits suicide.
And if I die, you can die with me. Because we're best friends now.
Jack. We're best friends now.
Yeah.
That's a good pact. I like that. You and me and the rest of these.
And the rest of the book, but...
And you could also add protect my family.
And the rest of these butts.
Yeah,
butts. Okay. We're best friends. You, me... And the rest of these butts.
Yeah.
I can take that pact. That pact works for me if it works for you.
Works for me.
All right. We're best friends. Until you find the lady's cave. At which point, glorious things will happen.
Please just crush it. Just out of nowhere.
You're going to eat and bother.
All right. He flits into your dreadlocks, coughs and splutters, snuggles in, and unless you call the Quasit Jot forward, he is not around. You can treat him comparative to a familiar.
Okay.
However, he is a warlock's familiar, so he is bound to a pact, very similar to your own pact with your patron.
Got it.
Luthic, and he is he can be very, very powerful, but there are always, as
catches.
You are a warlock, there is a catch. Yes. So, call Jot forward at your will and whim, knowing that he will offend and piss off your co-workers and
co-workers. This is a family business.
Yeah. He will that's honor, what they always say in but he definitely will honor and respect their butts.
Awesome. Who doesn't respect this butt?
You. Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
We're screwed.
Not really. No. if so, only in the butt. So.
Which isn't that bad.
So, Torin, let's get to you. You seem to have hated that entire interaction, and you have spent as much time as possible avoiding being a part of all of that. So when Jot finally revealed himself, I'm guessing you even more diligently focused on what you were doing. So what have you been up to?
Trying to figure out a way to create like a bridge across the pit.
Oh good, I was hoping you weren't going to say like troubled waters.
We could go grab the door that they took apart.
If I could run fast enough... And then jump on the wall and do my, like, wall running. Made it 10 feet.
So what I neglected to say is the pit is 20 feet across. The entryway is 10 feet across. So there is 5 feet on either side of that is wall that you can't... You couldn't run along and then run along and then get in. You wouldn't be able to... You love to do this, too.
I am not sure what to do at the moment. I'm puzzling.
So do you want to inspect the rest of the area? I mean, there are other things.
Okay. In case there's some sort of doorway, hidden doorway that could open to avoid the pit and get into the next room.
Give me a perception check.
19.
Sorry, with advantage, because you're ignoring all this, you're focused, you're 19. Diligent. Really? And that's total, including all of your bonuses and benefits.
Do I get proficiency bonus? Then that's 21.
Are you proficient in perception?
Yes.
So then, 21?
Yeah.
You find a door. Yes. It says, finding the door in the southern wall requires a successful DC 20 wisdom perception check. The door opens with a simple push inward. It is right where that empty alcove is, where there isn't a figure. So you walk through, you push the door, and meanwhile, everybody else is still deep in conversation. And so, dust coats the contents of this tiny chamber, obscure, and there are obscured runes that are inscribed on the wall directly facing you as you open this door. It's just a tiny little room.
Well, I could investigate a little bit, but I'm going to do it very cautiously.
Yeah, make an investigation check.
9.
That's more than sufficient. You wipe away the dust covering these runes on the southern wall, and it's written in Draconic. Unfortunately, you don't understand that. So there you go.
Write it down. We might find out later.
Do I have anything to write?
We should ask the in-plate creature if it speaks Draconic or reads Draconic.
And can you also make a perception check as you cross the...
Nice. 26.
So you're walking and it's like conk conk choom conk 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 as you step across the floor. There is a hollow part of the floor that you've stepped upon, and you hear that very slight difference in resonance as you cross the floor through the dust to go and wipe away the dust.
Isn't this supposed to be, you said, a crypt or what?
This is just a tiny chamber.
But Jot said something about,
right,
we should go with, yeah, dragon priest. He was protecting a dragon priest.
Yeah,
I remember you said.
Yeah.
Jot! Hmm? What's in the floor?
You're not in there.
No, you actually don't. Your conversation has finished.
Oh,
all of you have been paying attention to what's going on with Jot. Jot goes and hides in Sidork's dreadlocks, Sidork locks, and you guys look around, and Torin is not in the room. Not, where did Torin go?
So I start looking.
Perception checks. I'm just kidding. Don't even need to
roll. Oh, I was on it. I was like,
You see there's a new door that has like not been there before, and it's open, and then there's a light inside that door, and Torin wiping the southern wall and revealing these runes that are written upon the wall in Draconic.
Torin.
Yes, brother, I'm right in front of you.
Excuse me. I think it was Jot.
Jot. Yeah, definitely was Jot.
I love it. Just,
in my hair? Fuck!
It smells like daisies.
It smells better now. I'm like,
yeah. Ugh,
what do you eat? Dry shampoo. I eat soap.
No wonder you fart bubbles.
It's fun. It feels tight on the rim.
I don't know.
Bubbles are just temporary balloons. Okay.
Okay. No one, none of you siblings speak Draconic.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
Jot!
Oh, Jot!
Jot! Jot! Jot! Jot! Come here! Hey! I know you're
what?
There. I heard you.
Yeah, what do you want?
Read it. And out loud.
What are you gonna read for me?
Out loud.
Alright. Sounds good to me. But you gotta read something to me, though, okay?
Okay.
Alright, I'll read this to you. Nobody reads Draconic?
No.
You invade a citadel devoted to the dragon cult, and none of you speaks Draconic. You guys are gonna get far, so far.
I just heard it was no sun. I can see in the dark. I thought I was fine.
A dragon priest entombed alive for transgressions of the law. The law is the capital L. Still retains the honor of his position. All right, read me something later.
Climbs back into your dreadlocks. Next time you take a short rest, you will be required to read something to drop.
Still holds his position.
Yeah. You have found a secret trap door in the floor. Door opens by pulling it upward.
Brother... Sister, perhaps you would like to pull the trapdoor open while I stand behind you.
Is it locked?
Nope.
Can I blow it open so that nobody actually has to physically touch it?
Well...
You instantaneously cause an unlocked door or window to fly open or slam shut.
Yeah, alright. Boom! Trapdoor opens. It reveals a... 3-foot by 3-foot crawl space.
I would like to kind of peer in there, see if I can hear.
Okay, it goes down 6 feet. Goes down 6 feet, and then apparently goes west.
And there's no sounds coming.
No, nothing.
Or a stench of undead.
Nope.
Possibly.
Nope.
I feel like we haven't been attacked in a while. It's quiet.
What about
you? Too quiet.
So you drop down or?
No. sis, you want to take this one? You can put your shield in front and then just like...
Nope, can't do that. No one. It's 3 foot by 3 foot, so your shield is a bit too big for that, but yeah.
What? I thought it was tiny.
A little tiny.
I say we send a little imp down.
Raise your glass and drink with the enemy. Raise your glass and sing with the enemy. And I'm not gonna do on my own. And raise a glass and toast to the enemy. Raise a glass and sing to the enemy. And I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.